I want you to understand the words. I want you to taste the words. I want you to love the words, because the words are important. But they're only words. You leave them on the paper and you take the thoughts and put them into your mind, and then you, as an actor, recreate them as if the thoughts had suddenly occurred to you.
That's the voice of Boz Butler, legendary master of voice acting, who spoke the words for most of the classic Hanna-Barbera cartoon characters, Yogi Bear, Huckleberry Hound, Quick Draw McGraw, Elroy Jetson, and hundreds of others. From 1975 until 1988, Dawes ran a voice acting workshop in Beverly Hills, California, and I had the honor of studying under him. Hi, I'm Joe Bevilacqua, and welcome to the first installment of Scenes from the Dawes Butler Workshop. A little-known side of Dawes Butler was his writing talent. He co-wrote many of the classic Stan Freberg comedy records of the 1950s, for example. He also wrote hundreds of scripts for his acting workshop that have never before been performed in public. Until now. Our first story takes place on a busy street corner in New York City. Here now is More Poetry Than Truth, A Delicious Fiction by Dawes Butler.
Just park anywhere, Herbie. Just park!
In the middle of the street? You want me to park in the middle of the street so you can see your precious poet? We didn't just park.
He'll be coming out any minute now. We don't want to miss him.
No, you don't want to miss him.
Oh, don't be like that, Herbie. I don't want him to get away.
Manta, listen, honey, he never answered your note. He never called back. He doesn't want to see you.
He's busy. He's a famous poet. I'm just another fan.
Oh, yeah. Well, I wonder how many fans he's got. I sure don't see a whole flock of fans streaming out of that auditorium. Hardly anybody's coming out.
Poets don't pack auditoriums. What they do is attract a small, select group of admirers.
Well, until today. Today they don't. Hmm? There's not that many people around here.
Why do you always have to be so negative?
I need
to take
a look. Oh. Okay. I'm sorry, honey. I know this is very important to you. There's a spot right in front of the place. I'll pull in there.
Grab it!
Okay.
You must live right, Herbie. This is perfect.
Well, not really. There is a fire hydrant.
What fire hydrant?
It's okay, Mantha. Just get out. Door's open. Get out.
But it's a fire hydrant. You can't park here.
I can park here. I am parked here. I'm going to stay parked here. We are parked. Now move it.
No, we can't afford...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?